Justice, the appointment of the members of the Supreme Court, Justice Department. Thank you very much. We've taken note of the question asked about how Supreme Court judges are appointed. May we remind you that the Supreme Court is a high-ranking body. Its competencies are set out in the Constitution, so it can rule on constitutional affairs, administrative affairs, but only when there is an abuse of power. When it comes to the appointment of Supreme Court judges, it is the Constitution which establishes a very clear procedure. The Prince designates the members of the Supreme Court, which are presented by five independent bodies: the National Council or Parliament, the State Council, the Crown Council, the Court of Appeal, and the Court of First Instance. So all of these five entities will put forward two names to the Prince. The Constitution then allows the Prince to ask for alternative proposals to be made, but this has never been used so far. And we can actually consider it to have become obsolete. The powers given to the Prince are clearly set out by the Constitution. And I'm sure you'll be aware of the fact that the appointment of judges by the executive branch is considered to be a violation of Article 6.1 of the European Convention of Human Rights. So the judges appointed in this matter, in this way, are